Corporation for Public Wade's Broadcasting
World, in the KABF, www.kabf.org, 88.3, 100,000 watts of people power, the voice of the people. Wade's World is our show from 9 to 9:30 every Friday morning, where we talk to some of the most interesting people in the world about what they're doing in the wide world of work, organizing, and things that make a difference. Today, luckily, we have someone, Crystal Contreras, who is an activist with the Portland Center for Portland Central American Solidarity Committee. They're involved in three things that together almost, you know, make me black out. Wells Fargo, which is a bank we love to hate. Prison, private prisons, which we all know is just next to evil. And immigration reform, which is vital to our country. So anytime we can get all three of those things in the same half hour, it's like the, this is our triple crown, Crystal. We're delighted to have you with us.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
I have to warn you, Crystal is talking with us from Portland, obviously Portland, Oregon, not Portland, Arkansas. This is Portland Central American Solidarity Committee. So, Crystal, give us a couple of words. What is the Portland Central American Solidarity Outfit? And then tell us how you got involved in these various campaigns. Let's just start going.
Sure, yeah. So the Portland Central American Solidarity Committee, or what we call PCAS, was founded in 1979 by a group of activists concerned about, you know, U.S. military and economic policy in Central America. We are a democratic, volunteer-led, and run organization. We educate and mobilize the community, workers, and students in the fight for human rights and social justice in America. PCAS opposes U.S. and corporate imperialism in the Americas. We feel that transnational corporations and the U.S. government impose policies that both exploit and oppress communities throughout the Americas. So it's our responsibility to fight these policies from within.
So this is cute. So you call it peacock, like peacock?
No, PCAS.
PCAS. PCAS. Okay, so I may have to just keep calling it Portland Central American Solidarity because I don't want to mess up. But when we're talking to something that's volunteer-led and volunteer-run, it sounds like we're in our own studio here at KBF since we're a volunteer.
Wait, this is John King.
Army that puts us on the air 24 hours a day. So these are our people. So how did y'all? So you've been going for more than 30 years, and now you've stumbled onto a big campaign that you're taking nationally. It looks like.
Yeah, so we are part of the...
Wade, we can barely hear you. Speak up on the other end.
The divestment campaign is like a, it's a national thing, and our particular branch focuses on Wells Fargo and their involvement in for-profit prisons. So if you don't mind, I might just like explain a little bit what for-profit prisons mean.
Not only do I not mind, that was going to be my next question, and then... Following up that question, I'm going to ask how Wells Fargo is tied into the private prison industry.
Cool. So, so our mission with this campaign is to bring public attention to Wells Fargo and their involvement in the for-profit prison industry. So the for-profit prisons operate by contracting with various government agencies. They're private companies that are granted government contracts to house and transport inmates. And their profit motive lies in keeping their operating expenses like as low as possible. So the two largest companies, private prison operators in the United States, are GEO Group and Corrections Corporation of America, which we also call CCA for short. They're the two largest private prison operators here. So in January 2012, the Sentencing Project came out with a whole report about private prisons. And so what we saw was during the 70s and 80s, public policy began to allow for increased privatization like, in detention facilities. But the contracting out of incarceration is something that has existed more or less for centuries. But the rapid expansion of privately run facilities in the United States is a more recent within probably the last
20 years. But now we keep hoping this is starting to turn the corner and go back the other way. Is that your feeling?
Yeah, yeah. So definitely with this campaign, like, it is taking off for sure. We've been involved with it for almost 2 years now. It started out of, like, a January 24th action against Wells Fargo. And then from there, it really, you know, it took off. It became its own working group within TCAS. And there's a lot of us now who are devoted to it here in Portland.
Now, Wells Fargo may not have a branch, every other block in Arkansas where KBF is. But Wells Fargo is a San Francisco bank-based conglomerate, one of the too big to fail banks that we still all know needs regulation, that hasn't gotten it yet, and as part of the whole reform package that's been, you know, under lobbyist attack for the last several years. Wells Fargo is also notorious for a number of settlements, not only of seizing houses and foreclosures. It's one of the largest mortgage banks in the country, and has millions properties, many of whom are facing foreclosure, and they've had to pay hundreds of millions of dollars for taking people's houses inappropriately. They've had to settle predatory lending claims. I know Acorn fought a campaign against them when I was there for many years that finally forced them to, at least in California, make remedies. So this is a big bank. They've tried to market themselves in recent years to a more diverse population, but we worry that is a dangerous thing when it's involved in Wells Fargo, given how arrogant the bank has been in almost all of its dealings with almost any community over recent years. So are they a big financier for these two private companies? Is that what it...
Yeah, they are. So I would just like to point out, too, is so Wells Fargo has a long history of exploiting immigrant communities, dating back to the Bracero program from 1942 to 1964. During that time, millions of Mexican farm workers were brought to the United States, and Wells Fargo had an agreement where they would take money out of these Bracero paychecks and for them to use once they were returned to Mexico. And it's really no surprise that millions of dollars of this money has never materialized. So even to this day, there's been Bracero suing in court for Wells Fargo to return their wages.
Well, and they also, I don't want to get off the subject, but what they charge for remittances from Wells Fargo and the other banks is just a predatory scandal. But
yeah, exactly.
That's a large national campaign for Acorn International that people, we've talked about on Wage World. So once again, you're hitting even more keys on our piano. But keep on rolling. You're on a roll. We may go on past the half hour just going from one campaign to another. But so, yes, Wells Fargo, evil.
So Wells Fargo is involved with CPA and Geo Group in a number of ways. They're a major lender to Corrections Corporation of America. They're also the syndication agent and the issuing lender on CPA's like $785 million line of credit.
Okay, let's call it $1 billion almost. When it gets up to that many zeros, that's a figure we know. Now, is CAC still based in Tennessee, or am I wrong?
I am not sure. I do know that company was under another name, I believe, until about 2004 when they became CPA.
Because I think, if I may be wrong, but just because it's a neighboring state to Arkansas, in the days when the Hospital Corporation of America started, they were a little bit of a, I'll do that same kind of thing, copycat. And when they jumped into the correction side, I believe it was some early operators and financiers that were based in Tennessee and came out of some of the Hospital Corporation of America experience, too. So
yeah,
they may not still be headquartered in Tennessee, but they certainly used to be. And we'll check that while we're talking. But go ahead.
Okay, yeah, for sure. So let's see where it was. Wells Fargo owns and manages Geo stocks, and they have several mutual fund companies where they manage these finances for them. And also during 2010, there's a number of lobbyists, including Paul Brathwaite and Tony Podesta of the Podesta Group, who were representing both Wells Fargo and Geo Group at the same time. So as you can see, they've been a major investor in Geo Group, and thanks in part to their strategic campaign, actually, they've been actually divesting more and more money quietly, but they've been doing it. So in the fall of 2002, they took out 33%, and then and out this last spring, they took out another 35%. So
are they on the board of Corrections Corporation of America?
As far as I know, they are not. But I am not entirely certain about that.
Well, we can't be certain of one thing. They are still headquartered in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
This is not country music we're talking about. We're talking about prisons.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've been after them, and have you tell us about the impact you've had. And, hey, even before we get too much deeper, I want to tell impact they've had and what can we do to help.
Oh, yeah. So, so like I said, this campaign is really taking off. We've had some recent successes, and if you would like to get involved, please go to our website. It's www.pcast.net.
And is the prison investment website also connected to you?
So we have a link to ours. So the National Prison Divestment Campaign, you could probably find just by doing a search for it. And also another group that's good to look into that might have some resources for people to connect to is Enlace, ENLACE.
Oh, Enlace, we published a groundbreaking article from Peter Cervantes Gache, a good friend and comrade, in Social Policy Magazine several years ago that won, was the fifth most popular story about things that people didn't know about. So we are big friends and fans and members of Enlace. So I'm delighted. I was going to ask you if Peter was involved. This is fantastic.
Yeah, and actually there's a lot of us in CCAST who are also involved in a campaign with Enlace.
And that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
Now, you were saying it's www.pcasc.net/Wells Fargo?
No, just PCAST.net. And then from there we have a list of our various campaigns that you can plug into.
Okay, so much for the Google people. They had me looking right at what I just read, but... Listen to Crystal on her organization, not Wade from Wade's World. But anyway, you get to www.pcasc, and you'll get more information on this campaign. And once they get there, what can they do for you?
So we have a number of opportunities. We have everything from, we need people to translate materials into Spanish. We need people who can draft press releases. We need people who can help plan actions and do research.
And what can the average listener of KABF do? Can they sign a letter, a petition? Is there anybody they can reach out to make sure they know about Wells Fargo and the prison complex?
Well, like I said, there are plenty of divestment campaigns that are taking off around the country. So my best suggestion would be to look into... maybe some local divestment campaigns that might be happening in your area, or maybe some ways that, you can start your own.
Now, the article we read, Social Policy, by Peter, and I assume it's the same connection to this campaign, also has to do with the way these private prisons are handling immigrants.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that, because this is an issue that concerns many people in Arkansas.
Here in Oregon, we don't have any privately operated prison facilities. The nearest one to us is in Tacoma, Washington, and it's Northwest Detention Center. So back in, I believe, 2008, when Secure Communities was enacted.
Tell people what that is.
So in the Secure Communities program, if someone gets pulled over, the local law enforcement more or less like checks their information with INS or immigration or ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. And if that person says so if ICE says that hold that person, then the local law enforcement holds that person until ICE comes and gets them and takes them to their detention facility. So.
And this is an issue as well all over the country because many communities New Orleans, San Francisco, I believe Chicago now have, in fact, maybe all of Illinois have refused to sign some of the provisions of the Secure Communities Act, not allowing the Department of Homeland Security and its ICE component to handle immigrants who are caught in random checks, similar to what Arizona was doing, and be held for this purpose. So not being willing to get involved in enforcement that has no direction or policy. But on the prison side, they just hold them, huh?
Yeah. So, like I said, our nearest one is Northwest Detention Center, and it's contracted out by ICE. It holds about 1,500 people.
That's a lot of people.
And it's just awful. There's been a report put out by Seattle University's School of Law about the place. It includes, abuses that have been reported. Inmates have been denied medical care. In December 2006, a man named Jesus Cervantes Corona died there. His cause of death was listed as coronary artery disease, but ICE or GEO group will, but neither of them will disclose what happened to him. What we see happening is, an example was there was a raid here in Portland, the Fresh Del Monte plant, in June of 2007. And as I was reading this previous report from the Seattle University, they were talking about moving a bunch of inmates to Alabama to make room for a giant workplace raid that was happening. So what we see then is that people are just being moved around like inventory. While those inmates were being flown to Alabama, there was a number of, abuses that occurred to them, like just on the flight at the hands of the U.S. Marshals. So really by, allowing these, by giving these companies credit, by sharing lobbyists with them, they're, Wells Fargo really does have, a pretty strong hand in contributing to these.
And for our listeners, I want to remind you, we're talking to Crystal Contreras, who's an activist with the Portland Central America Solidarity Committee and involved in the very important private prison divestment campaign targeting Wells Fargo and others. In Arkansas, we don't have much private prison contracting. The nearest facility I think we have is in central Louisiana, a very large facility that also holds immigrants, much as you were describing from Tacoma, Washington, and is under contract, although I don't remember if it's GO or Corrections Corporation, but the same kind of problems and abuses have been regularly reported in a Louisiana facility as well. There's been, in fact, proposals to shut it down and a lot of politicians having to run, the wrong direction because they want to save jobs. And this is an issue throughout the country. What is happening in these prisons? Who's really supervising prison security in terms of lawful, punishments? And when their incentive is so wildly to keep people and keep those beds occupied, keep them overfilled to make as many dollars. Their self-interest is not necessarily putting people back where they belong.
No, it's actually the opposite. And, GEO Group and Corrections Corporation of America have been key parts in turning policy into model legislation that would, further criminalize people. For example, I think that was, SB 1070 down in Arizona. They were a part of through their involvement with ALEC, they were a big player behind turning that into a law, which requires that law enforcement, if they believe someone might be undocumented, they can ask them for it.
And we've hit another key on our popular piano, ALEC, which is a Koch brother-funded supposed legislative think tank, but also specializes in coming up with hate legislation involving voter suppression, immigrant harassment, and was largely responsible for some of the mischief behind Maricopa County Sheriff Arpaio and the bills passed in Arizona, that have been roundly found to be, in most cases, unconstitutional, even by our highest courts. But that doesn't mean they don't have legs and aren't trying to get some of the same legislation in many, many states around the country, particularly in the Red Belt. So we just keep finding them cropping up over and over again. And Wells Fargo is just right cheek to jowl in this. Have they agreed to discuss any of these issues that you all have raised directly?
Oh, no, obviously. So, yeah, you know, since this campaign began, we've tried to establish contact with Don Pearson, who's the Wells Fargo regional president for Oregon and Southwest Washington. You know, we wanted to talk to him more about the bank's involvement with the industry. And, you know, at first he seemed kind of, you know, open to meeting with us, but it didn't take long for him to just cut off all contact and, you know, close all avenues of discussion. Once he did that, we began, you know, coordinating a number of actions and things that we could do to, you know, maybe reach out further into the company. So once he cut us off, we got about 8 groups of people. In each group had about, you know, 3 to 6 people. And at noon on the same day, we entered 8 different Wells Fargo branch meetings in the Portland area. We asked to speak to the manager, and once we did, we gave them a letter with our concerns, and we just talked to them a little bit about the industry. And, you know, some of the groups had people in them who had been personally affected by deportation and incarceration, or who had even spent time in Northwest Detention Center. So we asked the managers to pass the letter along to the higher-ups, and, you know, not long after we did, we got a letter from Wells Fargo's lawyers in Los Angeles telling us to not enter a Wells Fargo to discuss non-related matters. So for us, that was a sign that our message got through, because even though we only talked to local grant managers, you know, we got a letter from Wells Fargo's lawyers all the way in Los Angeles telling us to cut it out.
You know, and I know exactly what that building looks like. When we filed suit against Wells Fargo, we did so in Los Angeles and gave them, literally, you know, in the same way Luther tacked up the 99 of the theses, we, you know, handed their spokesman a copy of the suit we were filing against them on predatory lending. In fact, I think I may still be on a gag order and not allowed to talk about our final settlement. So here's 100,000 watts of people power saying Wells Fargo had to concede that it had to pay people for its predatory practices. But they still believe that the way to deal with their own customers, the American public, and anybody who's got a concern, certainly they don't care about their shareholders much, but is to, at the best, you get a lawyer's letter, and the lawyers make out great there, but I'm not sure who else. Certainly you got to wonder why people keep their money at Wells Fargo, but that's the whole point of your divestment campaign. If you've got a bank that is so, you know, cheek to jowl in this private prison and mess and one kind of illegal, questionable kind of activity after another, why are people still trading with Wells Fargo? That must be your question, Crystal.
Yeah, and you know, honestly, I talked to a lot of people about this, and I just think a lot of it is that, you know, Wells Fargo has done a pretty good job. Like, they don't want people to know. And I think, you know, there's still a lot of people who don't know about these things that Wells Fargo is involved with. And, you know, they, and, you know, in talking to them, they're like, oh, wow, I had no idea, you know. And so, and I think, you know, a lot of it still is just, you know, educating people and just getting out there and talking to them about this.
Well, and that's exactly right. And, of course, what are our choices? I mean, in some ways, it's the devil in the deep blue sea. If you're not going to go to Wells Fargo, but Bank America, oh, that's not going to be all that much better. They may not be as tied up in the private prison situation, but they've got one mess after another. And J.P. Morgan Chase, oh, my God, look at the problems you got there. So we really need to look at our community banks and support them and see if we can get some institutions to finally be willing to be progressive social enterprises and take the responsibilities of their charter seriously, which is to perform a public service in the financial community, not just to fleece the customers as they come by the sidewalk and see how much they can shake them down for. And, you know, once it's in Wall Street, people don't think on Main Street that people are going to notice. But from what you're saying about both the line of credit that they're running for these prisons as well as their investment strategy, you can imagine why you'd be getting letters from lawyers saying, please don't go near a Wells Fargo bank. And, boy, if they could shut your mouth, if this were another country, I'm sure they'd be right there at the Portland office door, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So tell us more about your organization. I think we've got our marching orders on Wells Fargo. We know what to do, and we know how to do it. Y'all have been involved for more than 30 years in a lot of issues, and it sounds like this volunteer model has worked out for you.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, we have, like I said, we have several working groups within TCAS. One of them is our Immigrant Rights Committee. And we talked about ending the collaboration between Immigration and Customs Enforcement and local sheriffs. And our Immigrant Rights Committee focuses on that. We also have a Portland chapter of the committee in solidarity with the people of El Salvador. And right now they're working with groups opposing U.S. economic intervention in El Salvador. We have another group called OLA, which stands for Hands Off Latin America. They focus on educating the community through popular education workshops about U.S. imperialism in Latin America and, like, mainly the war on drugs.
And Crystal Contreras, who I'm talking with from the Portland committee, how long have you been involved?
I've been involved with this campaign for about a year and a half now. I got involved just, you know, through Jobs with Justice and just through doing some local volunteering, and I got hooked up with TCAS and their campaign against Wells Fargo and ending, you know, that connection to you know, CCA is responsible for, you know, criminalizing immigrants. It really spoke to me, and I said that's where I want to be. So.
And you're the volunteer, so what do you do in real life?
In real life, I'm a student at Portland State University.
There you go. And are you from the Oregon area?
No, I'm not. I'm from Northern California.
Well, that's not a terrible place either, but there's a lot of activity in Northern California around these kinds of issues too, isn't there, Crystal?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's a lot of great work going on everywhere.
And Wells Fargo, that's certainly, once you get to Northern California, that's right there in the belly of the beast, isn't it? Is there an active divestment campaign in Northern California, too?
Yeah, from what I understand, San Francisco's got a pretty good one. I've been in touch with some people there in the past. And I believe, you know, Los Angeles does as well. I could be mistaken, you know, like I said, there's so many good work.
Well, and the important thing is, and I want to give you a chance to reemphasize this, you've seen some signs of progress.
Yeah, you guys, it's working. I mean, it's really exciting. You know, we just, like I said, we need some people. You know, before I go, there's just you know, a couple more things I want to say.
I want you to say them. Let's go.
Thank you. So, escúchame bien porque no hablo español muy bien. Si hay alguien escuchando en este momento que ha sido afectado por las deportaciones o ha sido encarcelado, por favor, comunicarse con nosotros para que nos cuente su historia o para que nos ayude voluntariamente. Y también, si hay alguien escuchando en este momento en la prisión o en la cárcel, por favor, entiende que no tiene que ser perfecto para luchar por sus derechos humanos.
And Crystal is calling for all of our many listeners in Spanish, since we have a lot of Spanish shows on KBF, to find out how they can volunteer, know about this campaign, and help. And I'm so glad you helped us get that message out there, too. Once again, we're talking to Crystal Contreras. This is the Portland Committee, Portland Central American Solidarity Committee, www.pcasc.net, which is where you can get more information in both English and Spanish about the divestment campaign. And what we mean by the divestment campaign is the divestment of Wells Fargo from its private prison subsidiaries isn't probably technically right, but once they have as much money from Wells Fargo as they have, they're certainly hand in glove together. And these two companies, largely GEO and Corrections Company of America, Corrections Corporation of America, based in Nashville, Tennessee, just 5 or 6 hours up the road from Little Rock in central Arkansas, is part of where all this problem comes. And it affects immigrants, as Crystal was telling us. They're holding many of them, and it also, their incentive is not necessarily to provide people with the opportunity. Certainly rehabilitation has nothing to do with their program. It's take them in, charge the state or counties, and, you know, hold them as long as they can. Crystal, any final words for our listeners about how they can help?
Yeah, just one more thing really fast. If anyone out there at any time has either worked for GEO Group, Corrections Corporation of America, or any sort of incarceration center, and you've witnessed these injustices that have been happening and you want to do something about them, please come join us. We absolutely need your help.
Well, that's a great call for people. You know, we need more whistleblowers on a lot of these places, and we'll take the information. And if you can't find them, contact KBF through our listener request line, 501-433-0088, or through our website, www.kbf.org, or, of course, www.pcasc.net, which is where we've been talking to Crystal Contreras. This has been Wade's World. Every Friday from 9 to 9:30, we talk to people about how to make change. This is KABF, 100,000 watts of power, 88.3. Thank you.